Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Volkel and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, hi there. Welcome to the Coming King Foundation show. I'm Roy Holly. Good to have you here today. And we have back Stockton Williams again, who's part of the board of the Coming King Foundation. Stockton, good to see you again.
It's good to be here, Roy. Exciting times.
We got a lot
of
wonderful things going on at the Cross.
We really do.
Share a few of those with us.
It's been an amazing spring break that we had because people came from all over the country, just places you wouldn't believe so far away, way up in the Pacific Northwest and Michigan and so forth, to visit the empty cross. And we had wonderful comments, many of which you've heard. But the flowers are blooming. We're getting ready for Easter. It's just a gorgeous time to be up at the empty cross.
Now, when is the Easter show coming up?
It's Saturday, April 20th. And then the Easter sunrise service is Easter Day, Sunday, April 21st.
And what time is that in the morning?
That's 7:30 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning, so
bright and early.
You got to get yourself up. I know it's hard, but I'm going to tell you this. I've been doing four or five of them. I don't remember how many the last few years, and there has been times, I can tell you, because I come from San Antonio on the other side, so I have to get up about 3:30 in the morning to get here. But when I get here,
drinking a few cups of coffee on the way. I get bright-eyed and opened up, and I see that cross. I don't really care that I had to get up so early. So it's worth it. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Even if it's sleeting, I've been here when it's sleeting and misting rain.
I remember that one.
It doesn't make any difference. When you come and do the Easter show, it's special.
Well, I'm going to enjoy it a lot more this year because last year I had to do The Message. And so I was kind of like sweating that until I did it. And then when I did it, it was just like, oh, okay, now I can enjoy it. But now I can enjoy the whole thing this year.
All right, we've got our guests back from last week. If you would introduce them and visit with them a little bit.
This is Chris and Summer Cawthon, and they're in charge of the music for that weekend. It's going to be great music. They have a lot of plans and thoughts, and Summer's going to, in just a second, talk some about who's going to do what and the various musical groups and bands and so forth. And Chris is going to also talk about his own views about what is worship and the importance of community worship, drawing people together of all kinds of different denominations and no denominations. So we're going to have a great program today. So okay, we want to start maybe with Summer, some of the logistics of the weekend.
Hey,
Summer,
guys.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us. All right, so we are so looking forward to Easter weekend. Chris and I had the honor to put together the worship teams for the Saturday, April 20th, and we're going to be out there from 11 to 4 with live bands, and we'll have speakers and prayer, and just it's going to be a great time. This year, we've got worship teams from multiple churches and venues, and we'll have a group out from the Youth Ranch with Jonah Prio. The Hill Country Youth Ranch is just a great organization we have here in our region. They've got kids that just need families, and so they're going to bring some of them out there, and they're going to get to participate with us this year. We've got many churches represented, and it's just going to be a great day.
Sounds like you're excited.
I'm very excited.
What are the Youth Ranch people going to do?
The Hill Country Youth Ranch will be out there, and they're going to bring a worship team, and they're going to share and speak. And some of the kids that are out there are going to get to share just their testimonies with
that's
us.
Awesome.
It's going to be great.
One of the things they're going to do is they're going to do a human video. So they're going to have a worship song being played. I don't know if they know if it's going to be on a screen, the human video, or like a live worship song. Nonetheless, there's going to be a worship song playing. And one of our other friends, Melissa Fiore, is partnering with Jonah Prio out there, who's the chaplain, and they're going to act out just the theme of the song. And so it's going to be really neat. The kids out there are going to put this thing on with Jonah and Melissa. It's going to be an incredible thing. Talk about some of the other people that we've partnered with.
Yeah, so we've got Chris and I actually we do an event called Community Night of Worship. So we are no stranger to getting multiple churches together to come together for worship. And so what we've put together is actually a band or a praise team made up of many different churches, kind of just to come together and worship at once. We also have a Cross Kingdom Church. Their praise and worship band will be out there, and Impact Christian Fellowship. We're also hoping to get the Sozo Home people to kind of come and join us. And so it's going to be a wide variety. It's going to be a great day, and we're really looking forward to it.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, Chris, what are some of the experiences that you've had personally at the Cross and some of the people that you've experienced up there? Share one of those or two with me, please.
Yeah, we've one thing that I've been a part of at the Cross with Jim McKnight and the Cross, the Coming King Executive Director.
Debbie.
Debbie, golly. And Debbie, she's my buddy. We would put these, and they're still doing it. I was more connected with them when we did the Lionsgate, these prayer events. And we would pray for the city, and we'd invite people up. We'd have different themes for the nights. One would be government, one would be education, one would be entertainment. Excuse me. And we would take an hour out of the night and pray for the education system, that God would come and change lives, change kids, help teachers, and give wisdom on how to help the brokenness and in some ways of the system. And I believe in the system. And I used to be a public educator, but I've also seen aspects of the system that's been broken down. And so we would pray, because God is the creator, right? And the creator dwells within. And so we have... He gives us wisdom, creativity on how to heal systems, and not only that, but to create new systems. And so we would pray that God would heal the education system, help us create a new system. We'd pray for the government, local government, state government, national government. And these nights were fun. And, you know, when you sow into prayer, sometimes you don't know all that's happening, right? Things are happening. Sometimes you hear the fruit of it and the stories of it, but sometimes you don't. But we would do that. We would just sow time and sow prayers into these different topics, different themes, and trust that God would do what he said he would do. And I'm sure there's incredible stories from that that Jim and Debbie could share. So some of them I may not know yet, but we just in faith would pray and believe that God would move.
Let's talk a little bit about you were a coach for a while.
Yeah.
And you got into being a minister. You went into full-time ministry?
Yes.
From coach. Talk about that. What was that like, and how did that process take place? Because it didn't, didn't happen overnight. It was something that happened a little at a time, because to make that decision to leave and do this full-time was a big one. Share that.
Yeah, it was. I've felt since I was a boy just this calling towards ministry and calling towards just loving people. And I mean, you can do that anywhere. That's called being a kingdom person, right? You love people no matter what you're doing. But it came to a point, I was in my fourth year as a teacher and a coach, and I honestly, coaching's in my blood. My great-grandfather used to coach at Texas Tech. He went on to coach in the NFL. My grandfather played at Oklahoma, and I played here locally in town, and it's just in my blood. I always knew I would want to come back and coach at the high school I graduated from, which is Ingram. And so I got the opportunity to do that. And so my fourth year, I'm just excited about that year and what we're doing. But I knew something began to turn in my heart towards just even ministry in the church. And I'm one that believes no matter what you do is ministry, right? I mean, this radio show in many ways is ministry.
Absolutely.
Whatever you do is
absolutely
a ministry, the grocery store. Yeah.
Correct.
So, I mean, the mindset of church is this, and this is my job, is just I don't buy into that, and I don't think you guys do too. It's all ministry. But I begin to feel this call out of the school system and into what we would consider, you know, a ministry position or into the more ministry world. And that was actually really hard for me because I had a 10-year dream of hopefully eventually becoming potentially the athletic director.
I was going to say, with this kind of heritage of coaching in your family, what did your family members say that were coaches when you decided to do this?
None of them were current coaches.
But they've been coaches, so they could comment on it.
I mean, honestly.
Were they for it, or they think you're crazy?
I'll give you one thought I had was I felt like my great-grandfather was like rolling over his grave with my decision. I mean, I honestly felt that. I'm like, oh, granddad, I hope I'm okay with this. And
so in addition to a normal person who would make these choices, you had family members that were coaches.
Yes.
And they were looking at you and saying, what are you doing? Or did they say that or not?
I'll give you a conversation with my mom, actually. I told my mom, like, hey, mom, we're thinking about getting out of the teaching and coaching world and getting in the ministry world. And it's funny. Her first comment was, well, how are you going to make money? How are you going to make money?
Right.
And so, well, mom, God's going to show us how to do that part. We're going to do this in faith. And
good for y'all.
And so we did. Honestly,
I know this radio shows that I do. I understand. I'm relate. I do my shows in faith.
Yeah, I love it. Faith is
sometimes
beautiful.
It's good or better, and sometimes it's not too good. But still, you know, you just keep going.
Right. I love it. And so it literally came down to this for Summer and I, as far as teaching, coaching, or getting out. We made a T-chart in our living room. On the left side, we put reasons to stay. On the right side, we put reasons to leave.
So you were married when you made this choice.
Yes. And so all we had one or two reasons to stay, and most of it had to do with the school and the kids and the calling. But every reason to leave had to do with really time with each other, time with the family, different things. Most of it had to do with time. And so literally out of that T-chart, we said, we feel like God's calling us away. And that was
let me speak to Summer real quick. Summer, what did you think about this when he said he wanted to do this? Was this something you had come to conclusion to, or is this something that was just he was deciding and you had to decide whether to go along with it?
No way. Absolutely. I think I pushed more towards ministry. We had been doing...
So this was in your heart as well.
Yeah. We'd been doing children's ministry for 5 years at our local church. And so it just made great sense to just continue going with it. Everything that was on our heart and our dreams and our passions were very ministry related and worship related. And so
this literally is a labor of love for both of you.
It is. It's a dream come true, really.
I'm glad
just
I met you today because I need to meet some people like this. Because yes. I wonder if I'm by myself. You ever wonder that? Am I the only idiot out here that keeps doing this stuff over and over again and starving to death? Yeah, good. I have people that I know. Well, you may have inherited the lottery or something. I don't know. Maybe you got lots of money.
Not the case.
So it was a mutual thing for both of you.
Absolutely. Yes, it really is. Just running with the Lord is an adventure, and it's a fun life, and we're very blessed to do it.
Well, Stockton Williams, we've got some great guests here today, don't we?
We sure do. I love them.
So why don't you wrap awesome. It up and share again what we're going to be doing on Easter.
Okay, Easter Saturday, April 20th, all day, but particularly programming from 11 to 4, and then you'll be there at 4, Roy. We're going to have music and worship and messages and speaking and praying. And then on Easter morning, there's a sunrise service at 7:30 a.m. Also, it doesn't all just end Easter Day, because the next day, Monday, April 22nd, we have this wonderful ministry called Firestarter that you're going to hear more about in the next couple of Saturdays. And that's going to be reading the Bible out loud up at the Empty Cross. So we're looking forward to a wonderful time, wonderful 3 days actually up there, actually more than three because the fire starter is more than one day. So a wonderful time starting Easter Eve, April 20th.
And people want more information. They're listening. And you just never know where radio is going. There may be somebody listening right now that would really like to get involved with Cross. And there's a lot of ways to get involved with the Cross.
Absolutely, there are.
Or they may want to make a donation. Sometimes people come into some money for whatever reason, and they're looking for some place. We invite you to get in touch with the folks at the Cross and let them show you what it's all about. It is a 501c3, so yep. It is tax deductible.
Yep.
And it's been around for a good while, so you can look it up and check it out. And how do they do that if they want to get more information?
Well, go to our website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org.
That's the way
to
do it.
Best bet.
Thecomingkingfoundation.org. Have all the information you need. There's phone numbers on there of people you can call. And we do have an office on the grounds at the entrance to the Cross.
Right at the bottom of the hill.
And stop by anytime. And our friend Debbie works over there.
Absolutely.
And so we invite you to come and check out the Cross. And we want to say thank you to Chris and Summer for being with us today. And thank you for the contribution you both make.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
For the decision you made to follow your heart and to follow Jesus into both of these things. And we ask that God bless your marriage and bless your works and all the things you're doing up there. And Stockton, thanks for being with us again today. We appreciate you.
Come celebrate the resurrection.
And we look forward to seeing you to our Easter celebration coming up on the 20th and 21st. And we thank you for listening in. I'm Roy Holly. With our visitors' comments, here's Stockton Williams.
On February 27th, this comment was left, actually by Monica Wilhide, who is a former one of our tour guide chaplains. Max, without doubt, God chose the right man for this job. I should say couple. Very few people could have faced all of the challenges you have faced to push this glorious vision through and persevered. God bless each and every one of you. March 14th, back to spring break. Beautiful and inspiring, I love the clear presentation of the gospel. Gail Furlong from Murchison, Texas. March 14th, our family visited. It is amazing and such a blessing. Jeanette Rash, Round Rock, Texas. March 13th again, what a beautiful testament to faith. The Serrano family from Mansfield, Texas. March 13th, we got a blessing out of it. Jose Soto from Edinburgh, Texas, down in the valley. They came up here. And March 11th, awesome experience in daytime, as well as after hours to Frederico Luna. MLC Seattle from Kerrville, March 3rd. Amazing sculpture garden. This is an amazing sculpture garden. Beautiful sculptures and amazing grounds with beautiful wildflowers in the spring. One of the best places in Kerrville to see the adoring blue bonnets. March 10th, Debbie Doyle left the comment, peaceful. You can feel the presence and glory of God. Thomas Jarzombek, hope I said that right, from Google Reviews on March the 10th, put, wonderful people who volunteer there. You can really feel the presence of the Holy Spirit as you walk the grounds. Jolisa and Laura Quirosa from Spring, Texas on March 9th wrote, thank you for building this beautiful place for God. And Jim and Sherry Broughton from Rockport came up here from the coast on March the 6th and said our second visit here, so peaceful and spiritual, wish we lived closer.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse DePlantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.